The long list for the Scotiabank Giller Prize was announced last week, and St. John's novelist Eva Crocker made the cut for the book All I Ask. Crocker and 13 other Canadian authors are in the running for the $100,000 literary prize. Here's Eva Crocker telling the OCM's Carrie Hodder how the idea for her book stemmed from a rather traumatic experience.
So I began working on it in 2017 after an incident that really happened to me, which is that a group of police officers stormed into my home in St. John's and told me that I was under arrest for child pornography. And it turned out that they had made a mistake. And they were looking for someone who I had never met, who had lived at my address almost a year before I moved in. But it was a very traumatic experience, and I'm sure that it probably could have been far worse if I weren't a white cis woman, if I couldn't speak English, if I had children there with me, or if I was elderly. So the book is kind of a fictionalized account of the aftermath of that incident, and it's also a queer love story.
I got to say, I'm so sorry that you went through that. I had no idea that this is what the book is about. I just figured, you know, I'd give you a call. I had no idea that this was an actual experience that you went through. Wow.
Yeah, and it was kind of just shortly after the Snellgrove death had happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, very aware of that throughout the whole process. I had to go, like, to my bedroom alone. I didn't have a chance to get changed out of my pajamas with this man with a gun. All that Snellgrove stuff was, like, very present in my mind the whole time. And also, just generally at that moment, there was a lot of, like, sentiment in the media and also amongst people I knew of just kind of distrust of the RNC and awareness of the corruption and the kind of horrific things that had been going on. The Don Dunphy case was also in the media around that time. So all of those things were, like, very present for me, even during this very intense experience.
And you said that you managed to weave a love story in amongst this traumatic experience that you were writing about. How did that go?
Yes. Well, so this didn't happen to me, but they had the investigation continued, they would have confiscated all my electronics and began to kind of comb through my hard drives and look for evidence of illegal activity. So the book is also partly about privacy and about what you choose to reveal about yourself to the world and what it feels like to have that agency taken away from you. So it's partly about the protagonist is falling in love and has this opportunity to reveal herself in a way that feels good to somebody at the same time that this really invasive investigation is happening. I wanted to kind of think about that.
Wow, it sounds incredible. I can't wait to read it now, certainly, especially since
thank
it's, you know.
You.
Yeah, no, I love things that are based on true facts kind of thing, so it'll be interesting. I know that you use it as a jumping off point, so the whole book is not based on your life, I'm assuming. It's, you know, you use it as a jumping off point and kind of went from there, and it looks like it's worked out for you so far.
Yeah, I feel lucky that people have liked it.
Is this your first novel?
It's my first novel. I have a short story collection called Barreling Forward, which is also stories mostly set in St. John's.
All right, Barreling Forward. I'm going to have to check that one out, too. And, of course, the new book is All I Ask. You are on the long list for the Giller Prize. Congratulations. That must feel pretty good.
It's so exciting. I just feel really honored even to have the judges have read my books and to see my book alongside all of these books by other authors I admire.
Eva Crocker, the book is All I Ask. You are now on the Scotiabank Giller long list. The short list will be announced on October 5th, and we'll be watching. Congratulations on all your success.
Okay, thank you very much.